Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 2. Useless idols. Now, this question of idols and the fact that they're useless is a constant theme of Scripture, whether it be the Old Testament or the New, whether it be the Old Covenant or the New Covenant. Idols. God is always blunt about idols. He mocks them, he dismisses them, and he forbids his people to have any contact with them at all. Now, of course, when we're thinking about idols, maybe we could be thinking about statues of stone or precious metal and so on. But there's also the idol of the mind and of the heart, money, success, wanting to make a name for oneself, self, greed, sex. These are entertainment, diversion. These are the idols we have all around us. And God is express here. He speaks in verse 2 of them being useless. They speak. They don't actually, but their devotees think they speak. They think they communicate to them. Their prophets, their holy men, their gurus, they see visions. They have dreams. They seem to offer comfort. The idols speak deceit. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Yes, they are offering these goodies, dreams and visions and instruction, but it's all a load of rubbish. It's all nonsense. It's all vain. It's all useless. But actually, I've used that in the title, Useless Idols. But the fact is, it's worse than useless. It's worse than useless. And let me make that the title. Worse than useless idols. Yes, I will. Worse than useless. Why? Because these false dreams, these false visions, these false prophets, therefore the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd. It brings the people into bondage, into false comfort and delusion, and they kept from the truth. The consequence, the people are wandering, lost and deceived. There are no shepherd for them. They're exposed to every danger. Of course, this was true for Judah. That's why they went into captivity in the first place. That's why God is warning them again now. They're not to go after these idols. But my friend, I'm living in the days of the New Covenant, and this is what we're told in the New Covenant. 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. I started off by saying idolatry and the uselessness and all the rest of it about idolatry is throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament throughout the Old Covenant and the New. And so it is in the New Covenant. We keep ourselves from idols. You can read it again and again. Greed, corruption, indulgence and all the rest of it. Idolatry is ever with us. Idols of the mind, of the heart, of the desire. God deliver us from it. No, we must be delivered from it. We must regard and properly estimate these idols and their teachers as useless and vain. The evangelicals are not exempt from this. The Reformed are not exempt from it. The charismatics are not exempt from it. Idols are ever with us. We need to slaughter them. Not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. We need to mortify these idols. We know that they're foolish, vain. We mustn't listen to their teachers. I'm not talking physical attack and so on. I'm talking about spiritual every time. We need to stand fast and firm with the true and living God and his Son, Jesus Christ, by his Spirit.